It's spoiler in time. This is a companion show to Cord Killers. Cord Killers, we figure out what's going to be coming out. How do we watch it? What services do we need to use? And then we take all the information, watch some stuff, and talk about it here. This week, we'll be spoiling The Larry Sanders Show, episode 6 and 7 of season 5. I Know This Much Is True, episode 6, the final episode of that miniseries, and Warrior Nun, season 1, episodes 7 and 8. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Hey, I actually watched all three of those programs.
What?
Yeah, I did my job. Where do you want to begin? Where are we starting?
You circle back to the fact that you did watch I Know This Much Is True and why that happened, but let's start with Warrior Nun, episodes 7 and 8 of season 1. We only have 2 more episodes left, so we're ramping it up towards the end. This was Ephesians 4:22-24. I'm with you now, Brian. These were fun for a while, but I'm kind of tired of these titles. Ephesians and Proverbs, I will call them. And it starts with, oh, don't worry, Ava will come back to the church. And then Ava goes to the scientists instead. We get a push, a coup, you might say, happen where the cardinal comes in and swaps in his own previously rejected warriors, sisters, for the current ones. And Giles and a crew of loyalists go on the run to look for Ava, where they find her at the science place. And now they're all at the science place. And she has to figure out how to walk through a big concrete brick wall.
Always call him Giles, please.
So
I rather liked them recasting, if not in actuality, at least in possibility, the possibility that the science people aren't just the devil bad guys, right? So she's there to be like, hey, what's going on? I've got these powers, I've got these things, let's do some tests. And of course, they're all like, well, this seems like an opportunity to not be definitely the bad guys. Let's use it to definitely prove we're the bad guys by hooking her up as a power generator to test we're running downstairs. I dug.
But then it turns out what I liked about that is I was a little disappointed at that point. But then when we find out she's doing it to save her son and that it might have worked and that she's going to keep helping and not do that again, I'm like, all right. You're starting to win me back a little bit.
Well, and I like the fact that now she is in category, instead of obvious, definite bad guy, she is in obvious, definite bad person who might be of use in a future face off against actual demons or the devil or whatever.
I don't know if I'd even call her a bad person, but someone who's not going to be relied upon to make the best choices for you because she's very self-interested about saving herself.
You know who she is? She's in G.I. Joe. Was his name Zoltan, the guy that would turn blue? I remember G.I. Joe was facing off against Cobra. They had to grab all the gizmos or whatever. And I remember at some point they got it and they gave it to G.I. Joe instead of Cobra. And then one of his team says, I thought we were on Cobra's side. He goes, no, idiot, we're on our side. And if G.I. Joe has one and Cobra has one, that makes us all the more powerful to both of them. And so that's where I'm at this point on there.
And of course the voice of Zoltan,
Zartan,
provided by the same woman who plays the scientist. No.
Yes.
Also, Lilith's back.
I'm not entirely sure how I felt about that. It felt just sort of like a surprise. Gotcha. You thought there was penalties. There's not. I was much more interested in the follow-up training episode. I loved all of the, you know, working the way through, walking through walls and all that stuff. That was really interesting.
Oh, like emotional walls.
Yes, exactly.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise I'd be like, just keep going forward.
Yeah, exactly. Take 2 steps forward. It's like, well, wouldn't that put you out? Like, just take any steps forward.
Yeah. If you know what forward is, wouldn't it? Yeah, no, but I thought they handled that well, where it's like, oh, it's not just the direction, it's like the ability to concentrate and know what's going on and all of that. That made sense for me. Yeah. I also think with Lilith, they're going to pull another trick like they did with the scientist, where we feel like, oh, that was easy, now she's back. They keep hinting that there's something else going on with Lilith.
What?
that she may not be entirely unfazed by
maybe
her trip beyond.
Instead of a halo, she came back from hell with horns.
With a hello.
Or a trident. Yeah, right? I mean, we saw the healing.
They did make a reference to a portal that goes to somewhere else.
The next life. Quotes.
Yeah, exactly.
Where there's no death and disease?
No. Well,
that's the legend, yeah.
Right.
That's what's going to save the sun, right? They're going to go to that place and live forever.
So, separately, I thought the second episode of the two was way, way better. I loved seeing Giles... I will never learn his real name. Roll back his sleeves and see these, you know, the sleeve tattoos.
Yeah.
And
no,
just
exactly.
and implying that he has a bigger history than we would ever have dared guessed. I like the sisterhood now being on the fringes, apparently cast out from the structure of the Catholic Church. So now They're renegades with enemies on all sides, and
you
they
might
really
say
have to come together.
They're protesting the Catholic Church or Protestants.
Okay, I'm not gonna even walk into that. But I enjoyed it quite a bit. I like the smaller the group gets, the happier I become as a viewer, and the more that they portray all moneyed, powered interests as potentially harmful or dangerous, the more it starts to feel like Preacher and the happier I get. That's where I am at.
And more like Buffy. We have our Scooby gang.
Yes.
Now, right?
Yes.
We've seen them go off and do missions and all of that. So I like that part of it too. I did love that Giles and Shotgun Mary break in, bust in, scare the living daylights out of this guy, because apparently he had the Father Vincent, Giles had a horrible past.
We're only going to call him Giles.
he had a horrible past that made him like people are afraid of him. Right. I love that. And then he's like, I just wanted to take a picture of it.
No.
In fact, I would have liked it better if they had not even brought the paper back. If they would have just been like, no, we just needed the phone. It's fine. You can keep it.
Things got a lot more interesting when after Ava worked a little bit with the quote unquote bad guys to do some testing, and we learned a little bit of the motivation of the bad guys, air quotes again. And then we saw the good guys, air quotes, maybe be a little bit more corrupt than we expected. And then we're seeing our Splinter faction break away from it. Everything is much, much more interesting now. I would say that at this point, this is maybe the most interesting the whole first season has been, because I feel like there's what, four or five people I trust, and everyone else I feel like has an agenda for us.
Yeah, I agree. We are going full Dan Brown next week, and I am all on board given all of the setup that we've done. I'm a little conflicted on how I feel about JC and the crew from earlier in the season. I kind of liked that. I thought they might end up being the Scooby gang. And now I'm wondering why we spent as much time with them as we did.
Oh, because you have to, because we haven't seen him at all for two episodes, right?
Exactly.
So I love that kind of stuff. Give me enough backstory so that down the road, when we're interacting with other people, a problem shows up and somebody gets to do that thing where they say, I might know a guy, and we know exactly who the guy is going to be, you know, that kind of thing.
God, I hope not.
Oh, God, I know. Oh, you don't like it?
I didn't like any of those characters. I thought that they...
You didn't?
I thought that they were very fluffy. They were a means to get her fluffy, off of the streets and into a building.
and that might be fine if that's all they ever were. I have a feeling JC will come back. Maybe not the rest of them. But I almost want them all to come back.
Them all to come back, man. I mean, I like visiting characters for a little while, having a legitimate reason to step away from them, and then being, it's like wrapping your own birthday gifts. It's like, man, what's in here again? And then you get to that part, and you're like, oh, that's right. I forgot about these guys, this person, this situation, that time that we spent together, that kind of stuff.
All right, folks, that's Warrior Nun, episode 7 and 8, season 1.